A new poll from the Associated Press says that most Americans have some confidence that the U.S. healthcare system will prevent Ebola from spreading in this country. But they're not so sure their local hospitals can safely handle Ebola patients. And in some communities in the U.S., residents of West African descent are being treated with a stigma. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross reports from Kansas City.
Jenipu Balde has been calling her daughter in Guinea every day to plead with her not to leave the house.
I always say, keep the kids in the house, make sure they are clean, do not go to any function. I mean, she can hear me maybe today and tomorrow forget, so I keep on calling every day.
Balde moved to Kansas City 10 years ago from Guinea, where the recent Ebola outbreak began. Members of her family there are either in quarantine or just staying home to be safe.
And us who are outside the country, we have to help. Financially, we have to help. Emotionally, we have to help.
Balde's taken a second job to be able to send them money. She also ships things like gloves and bleach.
It just breaks your heart because one way or the other, you are involved. You have your root there. You have most of your family there. And here you are sitting, thinking of all the ways to do. You feel like you are helpless.
A few weeks ago, Balde teamed up with some other West Africans in Kansas City to form the Committee Against the Spread of Ebola. Pete Jallo came up with the idea. He's from Sierra Leone. Jallo says they'll fundraise on behalf of groups like Doctors Without Borders.
And also we are here as a committee ready to help educate our own people about that Ebola is for real.
This service at a Lutheran church in Kansas City is in the Konobo language, a dialect particular to southeastern Liberia. Today, some other members of the congregation have joined the Liberians in solidarity.
So, we have come tonight as much as we can to share the pain. That's what family does, right?
Pastor Brad Zirkle's words are translated by Shadia, a lay minister. Dia says Ebola has not yet arrived in the Konobo region, but he and his countrymen are afraid. On Sundays, he gets on the phone in a big conference call with other Liberians from Konobo, and they talk with local leaders there.
We call certain people like the chiefs, the medical personnel, the commissioner, all to come on the line with us and tell us what is going on. That's how we get information.
Dia's community in Liberia may be safe for now, but the Kansas City community is starting to feel the stigma of Ebola. Cecilia Barler testifies that some of her co-workers at a local school have told the children to stay away from her. Dia says kids are being mocked too, and he says it makes no sense. Most of them have been in the U.S. for decades, and the disease was detected in Liberia just a few months ago.
So they could not be any disease carriers.
Even at the church, which has welcomed them, Pastor Zirkle says some congregants have asked to use a different communion chalice than the Liberians. Dia's fighting headlines, especially after the Texas cases that have gotten so much attention. But he has a plea to Kansas Cityans.
Feel free to shake hands, to talk with me, to embrace me, or any other Liberian. Because Ebola is not a Liberian sickness or virus that live in Liberians. No.
As for Jenipu Balde of Guinea and Pete Jallo of Sierra Leone, they say they haven't felt any stigma at all, just the support of American friends who want to help. For Here and Now, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.